At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's EV News Briefly for Friday, 25th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. This weekend, I'll put out a special bonus podcast all about the new vehicles from Scout Motors. Announced on Thursday night, at least my time, the SUV and the pickup. The Traveller is the SUV, the Terra is the pickup. They'll come 2027 for a 28 model year. Of course, they'll come native with NACS. The company in Virginia is based on the old International Harvester agricultural trucks that some people might have a history with in the United States. Somehow that Volkswagen ended up with the brand through buying Navistar over the years, and they decided to relaunch that brand. I don't know what the original owners of Scout agricultural vehicles would think about these new fangled electric cars, but they're trying to do it in a very sympathetic way. Boxy shapes and built for off-road use with solid axles and locking differentials and spare tires on the back of the SUV. That's kind of unheard of in electric vehicles these days. Very large vehicles, even wider than a Hummer. I know, right? They can tow a lot. They can handle a lot in the payload of the pickup. They're going to make it in South Carolina at Blythewood, and pricing will be below $60,000 before any incentives get factored in. So I won't go into it now. This is Briefly. Look out for that special podcast. The United States has surpassed Europe in EV sales for the first time in the third quarter of 2024. And worldwide, in September, EV sales were 1.05 million. The new Volkswagen Golf e-Hybrid is available to order. Here in the UK, it's £37,000, but it comes with their new powertrain. So 20 kilowatt hour battery, 88 miles or 141 kilometers of all electric range. Hyundai have unveiled their new crazy prototype, blending the Ioniq 5N and rally elements as well. It's like a rolling lab to talk about how they see performance. 84 kilowatt hour battery, an open roll cage, you're out in the elements. It's not a production car, but I love that Hyundai do these kind of things. The Ford e-Transit's now available to order in the US for a 2025 model year, and it starts at $53,000 US, with Ford giving you a $2,000 rebate for commercial buyers to assist with charging costs. New leadership at Tesla's charging network. Earlier this year, the entire charging network team were laid off, but now a new boss has been announced. Well, we noticed it on his own LinkedIn page. Tesla didn't make an announcement, but it's good that they have a new VP of energy and charging to get control of that supercharger network, which really does lead the way in terms of the size and scale of which they're putting chargers in. 12 more electric school buses are being rolled out, this time in Brooklyn, in a partnership between Con Edison and First Student. EV battery material costs are dropping 60% so far this year. Between January and August, the global market added 505 gigawatt hours of new battery capacity, according to Adamas Intelligence. And because of the reduction in pricing, we're seeing the overall cost of lithium, nickel, cobalt, manganese, and graphite significantly decreased. That makes the EVs that we buy cheaper. Archer Aviation are saying thank you very much to the FAA for some new regulations, which really open the door and clear the way for the next stage of testing and moving forward with all electric eVTOL, electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft in the United States. Here in the UK, a new vehicle-to-grid project with CrowdCharge and Hangar 19 leading this one, along with Jaguar Land Rover, AC bi-directional. If you have a Genesis, a Hyundai, a Kia, an MG4, MG5, or an MGZS from 2021 onwards, you could be eligible to get this AC bi-directional charging. And Hyundai Glovis, introducing a new fire extinguishing device specifically for EVs when they are in transport in shipping. And that's Briefly.